The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Welcome to Stoma for Life, the Bowel Cancer Awareness and Life as an Ostomate radio show and podcast. Your host, Rafaela, is here to debunk myths, clear up misconceptions, and help you approach the subject that so many people are afraid to talk about in a positive manner. Listen in for a new perspective. Stoma for Life on UK Health Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Stoma for Life here on UK Health Radio. Before I introduce today's guest, I just want to share a big thank you for all the positive vibes you've sent my way. Your encouraging comments really hit home and remind me of the importance of tackling the sometimes overlooked topic of living with an ostomy and the silent threat of bowel cancer. Now, let's get personal. The show is all about you, the listener, and my mission is to bust myths surrounding bowel cancer, colonoscopies, and life with an ostomy, no matter how you ended up with one. If you have a family member or a friend navigating what might be one of life's toughest spots, not just for them, but for everyone close, you're not alone. I get it. The mixed bag of reactions when opening up a post-diagnosis of life with bowel cancer is extremely real, and I know exactly what you're going through. In fact, three of my friends who had been postponing their screenings for entirely understandable reasons, because after all, who relishes the idea of undergoing such an examination, they decided to take the plunge and schedule their colonoscopies following my disclosure about my diagnosis and my life with an ostomy. Fortunately, they received the all clear, but now they can have peace of mind, a truly precious gift. No more persistent inner voice reminding them to arrange that screening. Now, my regular listeners will know that I'm an advocate of listening to your inner voice, your own personal guide. Doesn't it feel like a reliable compass on this journey? It surely did for me. Today, I have the honor of shining a spotlight on the impactful work of Bowel Cancer UK and the pivotal role they play in stoma care. As a dedicated charity, they stand tall in the fight against bowel cancer, truly a force to be reckoned with. Their motto, "Beating Bowel Cancer Together," perfectly captures the heart of their impactful efforts. Bowel Cancer UK played a crucial role in my personal journey when I faced a bowel cancer diagnosis just over 2 years ago. With only 6 days to prepare before my surgery, the organization became an invaluable source of information because I didn't quite know where to turn. So it was introduced to me by my compassionate cancer nurse, and their website became a treasure trove for knowledge, providing a comforting antidote for the initial fear that I was going through and that understandably accompanies a diagnosis. The term stoma only became clear to me when my consultant explained that it was the key to leading a normal life after surgery. Once he clarified it, I instantly understood, although my prior knowledge was very limited and I had never ever heard the word or term stoma used before. While each patient's journey is unique, Bowel Cancer UK shines as the ultimate resource for all things related to bowel cancer. Regardless of your location in the world, the internet enables access to this invaluable information, shattering the boundaries that bowel cancer imposes. Bowel cancer doesn't discriminate based on where you live or your age. I used to believe it was something only older individuals had to contend with, given my own experience. However, through active investigation and now with my radio show, Stoma for Life, I've discovered that younger people are also diagnosed with bowel cancer or are living in an ostomy for various reasons. A simple browse on the internet, like on Instagram, using hashtags like ostomates or ostomy life, reveals how young individuals are courageously navigating their life with an ostomy. Seeing these posts made me reflect, thinking to myself that if these young people can embrace life in such a resilient manner, so can I. Known for their impactful awareness campaigns, Bowel Cancer UK goes beyond mere education. They illuminate the public about the signs and symptoms of the disease, emphasizing the critical importance of early detection and screening, and that is what I pledge all the time. Early detection and go for that screening. This organization is a global player addressing a challenge that knows no borders. In addition to raising awareness, Bowel Cancer UK is a steadfast provider of support services. They offer essential resources and create a supportive community for patients and their families. Their fundraising initiatives are the driving force behind research projects aimed at advancing our understanding of bowel cancer and developing innovative treatments. For more comprehensive details about Bowel Cancer UK and to perhaps lend your support to their vital initiatives, I encourage you to explore their official website at www.bowelcanceruk.org.uk. Today, I'm joined on this journey by Claire Coughlin, the clinical lead at Bowel Cancer UK. Claire is more than a healthcare professional. She is a beacon of dedication and brilliance. As the clinical lead, she ensures that the charity's clinical focus not only stays current, but remains profoundly relevant. Claire's wealth of experience as a consultant nurse in colorectal cancer encompasses crucial areas such as symptom assessment, the suspect cancer referral pathway, family history, and the late effects of cancer treatment. Her journey in healthcare started as a stoma care specialist nurse exemplifies her dedication to enhancing the lives of those facing bowel-related health challenges. Beyond her clinical duties, Claire is actively shaping the future of bowel cancer care. Currently undertaking a PhD, her research dives into the priorities for bowel cancer follow-up care across diverse communities. This reflects Claire's deep commitment to not only treating the disease, but also championing improvements in post-treatment experiences for those who have bravely battled bowel cancer. Now, before I start to interview Claire Coughlin, the clinical lead at Bowel Cancer UK, we'll take a brief commercial break to hear from our station sponsors.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to Stoma for Life here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. Without further ado, let's dive into a conversation with Claire Coughlan, the clinical lead at Biocancer UK, and explore the incredible work she's doing to reshape the landscape of bowel cancer care. Welcome to the show, Claire.
Thank you so much, Rafaela. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely wonderful to chat with you. Now, obviously, your role as clinical lead at Biocancer UK is a very involved one. And can you sort of share a couple of details about your actual role?
Yes, of course. I'd be delighted to. So I feel very fortunate to hold this role. It's a varied and a multifaceted role. My main focus is always on the clinical content and expertise within the charity. But as a charity overall, we have four aims. For kind of overarching strategic aims. So the first is to increase awareness of bowel cancer symptoms. So really getting out there into communities, increasing awareness of bowel cancer screening, but also of symptoms, particularly for communities that perhaps aren't as responsive to invitations to screening as others. The next part of it is to remove barriers really to early diagnosis. We know that for bowel cancer, early diagnosis is really key. So we know that bowel cancer is a very treatable and in many cases curable condition if people are diagnosed at an early stage. So a big part of my role is to ensure that our GPs receive the education that they need to ensure that when somebody comes to see them with symptoms, that they know how to refer the right people as quickly as possible. So that's a huge part of my role and one that I feel really privileged to be delivering. Another part of it is about getting the right treatment and care to every patient. And that's really relevant for people that have stomas, but right across the bowel cancer pathway, for making sure that people have the treatment, access to treatment that's right for them, the most current treatment and treatments that are available, everybody knows about them and can access them.
Yeah.
And the final part of my role is about supporting patients with a diagnosis of bowel cancer and their families or anyone with concerns about symptoms. So we have what we call a clinical front door at Bowel Cancer UK. A part of that is an Ask the Nurse service. And we have a team of brilliant nurses who work on that service. It's an email service where anyone can contact us and we will give relevant clinical responses and replies to anybody affected by bowel cancer. We also have some clinical experts that speak to patients. So there's some online content and we run face-to-face events for patients as well. So it's a varied and fabulous role. It all encompasses advocacy for bowel cancer patients, but also for stoma patients. It's really important that people get a chance to tell us their stories and that we're able to share them and use those stories for the benefit of others.
Yeah. I mean, hearing stories from other people who have gone through what you potentially have to go through is so reassuring. When I was diagnosed with bowel cancer, I had 6 days to actually prepare and get my head around it. So it wasn't a lot. I didn't have a lot of time, but I obviously went onto the website because my stoma care nurse, she told me go look on Bowel Cancer UK just to get some more information. So, but for me, I mean, it was totally foreign. I'd never heard the word stoma used before. Now, perhaps for our listeners, why might somebody with bowel cancer actually need a stoma? Maybe you can just elaborate on that.
Yes, of course. So your listeners may know this already, but just for anybody who's listening in that perhaps doesn't, a stoma is the word stoma is a Latin word. It just means opening. And when we refer to a stoma in the world of bowel cancer, we talk about a piece of the bowel being put onto the surface of the skin, and your feces comes out through that piece of bowel, and you wear a pouch, a bag over that stoma. It can, there are several reasons you may need a stoma as part of your treatment for bowel cancer. So sometimes it's because if the cancer is low down in the rectum, so near to the anal sphincter, the treatment for that may be radiotherapy and surgery. And it may be that because it's so near to the sphincter that leaving that there would mean that the person may be incontinent. So a stoma is the alternative to that, and that could be a permanent stoma. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you might have a stoma form for bowel cancer. If the tumour is removed from the bowel and the two ends of the bowel where the tumour has been removed are joined back together, so it's a clever piece of plumbing, I always say, don't tell the surgeons, but that is what it is. And it's exactly like if you imagine you're just giving that join a chance to rest and heal. So you bring the stoma out further around, so the join that's been sewn back together gets a chance to heal, but with the faeces being diverted away for it for a period of time. And that might be a temporary stoma. It's not temporary for everybody. And sometimes the intention is that the stoma might be temporary, but it ends up for a multitude of clinical reasons being permanent. Mm-hmm. So those are the two main reasons. The third reason that sometimes happens is if somebody is very, very unwell, if a tumour's blocked their bowel and they're rushed into hospital and they have an operation as an emergency, it may be an easier operation or quicker operation to bring a stoma out, bring the bowel onto the surface of the skin instead of attempting to rejoin the bowel. And sometimes the patient and the surgeon together take the decision that actually the person recovers from that operation, they're very well, having been extremely unwell, and they may at times opt to keep that stoma, even if there is a chance it can be reversed. So they're the kind of three main scenarios why somebody may have a stoma formed as treatment for bowel cancer. It's a very effective part of treatment for bowel cancer.
Yeah. No, I mean, I myself am an ostomate. I have a permanent stoma, and my life has been obviously completely different ever since I've had my stoma. But I'm a big advocate on living my life, my best life, in an ostomy now, because it's basically given me my life back. I can live as normal as possible after having had surgery. And I firmly believe that for me, it was early days. I was very lucky. They actually found it very early. So I actually appeal to everybody just to go and have that screening done. When that inner voice is there, listen to that inner voice, go for your screening, get peace of mind, because I think that's key, because you'll always forever have this voice in your head wanting to know what is going on. So yes. Now, myself, obviously, once I received my stoma, and a whole new world opened up for me. So perhaps you can explain what stoma care involves for somebody that has just had a stoma.
Yeah. So if your operation is planned, you will meet the person who will be called a stoma nurse before the operation. If it was an emergency and you wake up with a stoma unexpectedly, you'd meet them afterwards. But you can expect to meet a stoma care nurse specialist who will help you in so many ways to come to terms with your stoma. So I think I now am clinical lead for Bowel Cancer UK, and my role is as a consultant nurse in colorectal. Before that, I was really fortunate to be a stoma nurse. And I think probably the first hurdle is getting your head around the fact that you now have a stoma and the difference that that makes practically and psychologically, and in terms of altered body image, and this just being something that you hadn't set out to plan in your life that's happened. So you can expect a stoma care nurse that will come and talk to you about that and explain to you what a stoma is and how you're going to look after it, because it's totally new. So there's a new routine involved, isn't there, in caring for your stoma and learning how to do that. often people used to say to me, I'm never going to be able to do that. I'll never be able to do it. And I used to say, you think that you can't, but I promise you, you will. And getting your head around this is going to be perhaps the biggest part in that those early days. So you can expect your stoma nurse to come and see you quite regularly in hospital and teach you how to care for your own stoma as a part of your body, as you care for the rest of your body. You can also expect them to talk to you about different types of pouches, or pouches or bags, however you refer to them. There are lots of different types of pouches now. I'm amazed by the technology and the changes. And every time I get a chance to have a look at the new products, I'm fascinated and amazed. So you can expect to have some choices about how you might like to approach this and what you might like to use. In many areas, the stoma care nurse will come and see you at home if that's what you need, or if you're up and about and feeling like you can trip back up to the hospital or to your local stoma clinic if there is one in your community area, you'll go and see them there. Once you've recovered and you're not wanting to stay at home and you want to get back out and about.
No, I mean, I fully embraced having a stoma nurse. I mean, she was really such a gem. I'm not even talking about the ones right after surgery in hospital. I mean, they were just brilliant because, I mean, you knew you were only going to get discharged once you actually know how to change a bag. Only then are you discharged. So that was re very reassuring. And she's come to my house, well, frequently. And when I do need her, I know she's only a phone call away. So that's really very reassuring. So,
Yeah, and I think you raise an important point. Nobody goes home until they feel confident in managing their own stoma. Certainly in the trust that I work in, and that of many of my colleagues, I know nobody would send somebody with a new stoma home until the stoma nurse has said they're happy. And that I think is very reassuring. It's reassuring for us as nurses, but hugely reassuring, I think, for anybody with a new stoma.
I mean, the healthcare system here really provides a good service. I mean, I was never ever aware of how good a service it was until I was actually in the situation where I've actually had to make use of it. There's so much that you need to navigate around a stoma. Now, there are obviously misconceptions about it. I've myself had misconceptions about it because obviously I'd never ever heard the word stoma being used before. So, do you also address those misconceptions to patients?
Yes, and there are lots of common misconceptions that that I've encountered through my own clinical practice, but also that we encounter at the charity as well. You'll see if anybody wants to look at our patient forum, they'll see you'll see, and I'll say a bit more about that in a minute, I'm sure, but they'll see some discussions about it. And often we'll get queries into our Ask a Nurse service about, for example, that somebody used to be a keen swimmer and now I can't go swimming. You absolutely can. You can swim with a stoma pouch on. There are different types of pouches that are, there are small ones that are very discreet for when you want to go for a swim. There are all sorts of options. So that's a really big one. The other thing is that there is an odor that's a part of having a stoma, and that absolutely it is not the case. There are filters in the pouches. There are different deodorants that can be used. There are things to combat odor. Everybody passes wind, whether you have a stoma or whether you don't, and that's a fact of life. So there is no odor associated with having a stoma, and people really worry about that. The other one that I've always heard really commonly, particularly with people who've had a stoma for a long time and perhaps have lost contact with their stoma nurse, that they've got sore skin and that's just a part of it. And often that's the thing that a stoma nurse can sort out, really help you with. It might be that you need a different type of pouch, that the adhesive, you need an alternative adhesive, or it might be that your stoma, the bag needs to be resized, so it needs to be cut so it fits snugly around the stoma. And for some reason, that hasn't been happening, or somebody thinks that it's better if that isn't the case. So that's a really common one, actually, that I've encountered in my clinical working life, where people will say, I just thought I had to put up with that. And you don't, your stoma nurse will be able to help you with those things. Flying is another one. People worry about flying, and you do sometimes get a bit of extra gas in the pouch when you fly, but you just prepared for that. Have some extra supplies with you. Perhaps ask for an aisle seat if you want to be able to nip out to the bathroom quickly when the seatbelt sign goes off to deal with it. So yeah, lots of misconceptions, but that really are understandable because it's the unknown. It's new for it's new, isn't it? And people, so you, I think it's important to address those things.
Exactly. And I had to smile now when you said when you fly, because I was a flight attendant for almost 30 years. And I was diagnosed with bowel cancer just after I had taken early retirement and gone back into my original career. So when I flew for the first time, I think it was 3 months after my surgery, I flew for the first time. I went all the way to South Africa to see my folks. And I was really, it was totally different because obviously I had these different expectations. I didn't know what it was going to be like. And I can fully understand. I mean, my husband said, you were professional at flying. I said, yes, but the role is totally different when you, first of all, you're a passenger and you're actually an ostomate as well, because there are so many fears, understandable fears that you've got. And I can honestly say none of them came true. It was all just, it was really absolutely easy to fly with a stoma.
Yeah, that's good. That's great for people to hear from your first-hand
No,
experience.
it was. And like you said, take an aisle seat, have extra bags with you. I would actually put all my bags in my hand luggage, because you do not know if perhaps a bag goes missing. Your luggage does go missing in the airline industry. So have all your bags and all your supplies with you in your handbag, in your hand luggage. So that also is also an added piece of advice and reinsurance. So
And
tell me now, we're almost at the end, but just to conclude, how does Bowel Cancer UK support individuals dealing with stoma care? Are there specific resources or support services available?
yeah, there are. So we have a wealth of resources. If you just Google Bowel Cancer UK and stoma, you will land upon a website page that, particularly if you're somebody who's just come home from an appointment and been told they're going to need a stoma, but explain to you what different sorts of stomas are. There are a couple of case studies on there from people with lived experience of managing their own stoma, and will talk you through what they thought and how they felt. And I think they're invaluable. It will also That page also signposts you. We have a Living Well booklet, health information booklet, that talks about living well with a stoma, as well as living well after a diagnosis of bowel cancer. So that's a really good resource. We have a lot of peer support. So I would encourage anybody with a stoma to go and look at our forum. We have a patient forum, and people share their questions and experiences of having a stoma there. Everything from worries about the stoma operation to the practicalities of managing a stoma day to day. So, as you've just said about flights, real lived hints and tips from people that have been there and done it, and people that have thought they would never get over this and move forward. And they'll it's the forum's a brilliant place. You can be what I call a lurker on the forums. You don't have to register, and I'm not registered on it. I'm not, but you can look things up and find them out. Or if you want to, you can register and you can be, an identified member of it. But actually, just go and have a look at it first, because you will learn so much. We also have a stoma support Facebook group. So there's a specific Facebook group. Book group for patient people that have had bowel cancer and have a stoma as a result of that. And that's a fantastic group that where people share their experiences, and again, hints and tips and that type of thing. And it's just mutual support. We have an online support group as well, for people with a stoma, and it's a monthly drop-in Zoom group. For anybody that has a stoma and wants to just, and just thinks, actually, I'd like to just have a chat with some other people. I'm having a problem with this, or I can't imagine I'll ever get back to doing that. Just try, just logging onto that and having a chat with a few people if that's something that appeals to you.
Yeah.
The other thing I would say is if you are in the camp of somebody who's considering having their stoma reversed, as I said earlier, sometimes that is an option for people. Sometimes it's an option they don't actually take, but sometimes it's an option. We have a fact sheet about reversal of stoma and about regaining bowel control as well.
Yeah.
So those are some of our specific resources for anyone living with a stoma. But I would encourage you definitely to use the forum. If you've got a clinical question, use our Ask the Nurse service. We'd always be really pleased to hear from anybody with any queries. And if you think you've got a brilliant tip and you're listening out there, share it with us, please.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely share it. And yes, I'm so glad you shared all this wealth of information with us, because there were some real nuggets in there. Me, myself, being an ostomate, I've actually learned a couple of new things, and I'm sure our listeners have as well. So I thank you so much, Claire, for joining us on Stoma for Life.
It's been an absolute pleasure. I thank you very much for inviting me.
And I wish you all the best, and I'll just log off and say bye for now.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to Stoma for Life here on UK Health Radio. And once again, a big thank you to Claire Coughlan, the clinic lead at Bowel Cancer UK, for telling us more about what the charity Bowel Cancer UK does, and also for telling us what life as an ostomate is like, what stoma care all involves. I think those were really, really important topics that she spoke about that I myself would have liked to have heard prior to me having had surgery. So yeah, thank you. Thank you once again, Claire, for being on the show. Now, if you fancy connecting with me on social media, I can be found on Facebook, on Twitter and Instagram under Stoma for Life, or swing by my website at stomaforlife.com. That's S-T-O-M-A, digit for L-I-F-E.com for more details, and to perhaps drop me a line if you have time. And if you enjoy the show, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform after it airs on UK Health Radio. This would truly mean the world to me. and your feedback. Like I said, it's pure gold, and don't be shy to spread the word. Now, as I said, I'm also active on Instagram, and funny enough, this coincides with today's topic about stoma care. Now, today I actually put a post out about body positivity. Your body has been through a significant transformation, and it's okay to acknowledge and appreciate it. Embrace your body for its resilience and the life it allows you to lead now in an ostomy. Living a life in an ostomy entails a profound transformation, both physical and emotionally. Embracing body positivity becomes vital in your journey from now on. Acknowledge the transformation. Recognize the incredible journey your body has undertaken, from the challenge of surgery to the adjustment to daily life. Your body has demonstrated remarkable resilience. I'm truly amazed at how wonderful our bodies are, and that they can actually heal the way they do. Appreciate the changes. It's okay to acknowledge the changes your body has undergone. Each scar and adjustment tells a story of survival, strength, and the courage to confront challenges head on. Celebrate resilience. Your body has just faced adversity and emerged resilient. Celebrate its ability to adapt, heal, continue supporting you in every step of your journey. Resilience is a testament to the incredible strengths within you. And if you listen to my show, you know that I always talk about that strength, that innate strength within all of us. Even if you have never, ever felt it, once you are challenged, you will find that strength. Value the gift of life. Your body is the vessel that allows you to lead a fulfilling life. Appreciate the gift of life and the opportunities it presents. Your body's transformation is a testament to its ability to overcome obstacles. Practice self-love. Embrace self-love as an integral part of body positivity. Treat yourself with kindness. Recognize that your body, in its transformed state, deserves love and appreciation. It's been through a lot. You've been through a lot. Challenge societal standards. Body positivity challenges societal norms and expectations. It's about embracing diversity and recognizing that beauty comes in various forms. Your unique journey contributes to this beautiful tapestry of human experience. Educate and advocate. Share your story to educate others about body positivity, particularly in the context of living with an ostomy. Advocate for a more inclusive and accepting society that celebrates all bodies. Like I said in my intro, if you just scroll on any of the social media platforms, and if you scroll and put in hashtag ostomy, you will see so many young people that share their ostomy journeys. And I really applaud them and think, wow, it's not just gutsy, it's important. You are doing important work to share that life. Living in an ostomy is also possible, because a lot of people don't know. Now, connect with supportive communities. Engage with communities that promote body positivity. Connecting with individuals who share similar experiences, fostering a sense of understanding, acceptance, and shared empowerment. Claire mentioned it in the interview that Bowel Cancer UK has a lot of these platforms available for you to reach out to individuals that have gone through what you've just gone through. And I think that is totally important. Once you've been through a journey like this, you want to connect with people that have had similar experiences, so that you know you are not alone out there. There are others that have also gone through it. And if you share your stories, it actually helps you actually heal. So remember, body positivity is a journey, and each step you take towards embracing and appreciating your transformed body contributes to a more compassionate and inclusive perspective on self-image. I do wish you a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'll be back next time with Stoma for Life here on UK Health Radio. Bye for now. We'll be right back.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. And a double-lined hood and reinforced elbow patches mean this hoodie will last. Born from a commitment to support the communities that created its products. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew Tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.